News, Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah,
thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We here at the studios here, we don't have a mask mandate yet, though we've had that in the past. But you at your workplace recently did get a mask mandate within government buildings. I'm presuming that is good for the Rice County, all the Rice County buildings as well.
Right. The county administrator and public health decided and issued a mandate on last Friday that effective this Monday, mm-hmm. that masks were required in all county buildings. And the county courthouse, being a county building, is part of that. So starting on Monday, people were required to wear masks at the courthouse again. And we'll be going forward until, I guess, this current surge is over with, or I don't mm-hmm. know when that ends. And I don't know what effect that has on our reopening the courts, as we've just started to have more and more in-person hearings. I assume the courts will continue having a lot of hearings by Zoom, but we're supposed to still have contested hearings, evidentiary hearings, contested omnibus hearings, and trials, jury trials going forward that have in-person testimony and in-person functioning. So I guess we'll see how this all turns out. I mean, one thing I've learned over the last 20 months is I'm really, really bad at predicting how things will happen, and we just have to wait and see what does happen and then respond to that. Talking to court administration, we have 351 cases in our backlog that need to be resolved, that, you know, accrued from the beginning of the pandemic until now, and that's more than the courts feel they can normally handle. And we've talked with them about a plan moving forward, effective September 1st. They're supposed to issue a plan. They're still working on it, still working out those details. But my understanding is the preliminary idea is that they'll bring in a retired judge and have four judges sitting in Rice County rather than the three that normally sit there, and have four judges there to try to resolve a number of the cases and possibly be trying felony trials in our COVID courtroom, courtroom mm-hmm. 5 over in the government services building, which we still have open, and maybe trying our misdemeanor cases in one of the courtrooms in the courthouse. So we'll see how that works out, and maybe that will allow us to resolve some of the cases and clear up some of this backlog.
Now, that sounds like a good plan, but you have to have a retired judge go along with it and sign on. Is there somebody in mind that would come on, or have they given an indication that they would be willing to take on a temporary role?
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot of retired judges who don't mind showing back up for work, and my understanding is we have a retired judge here in Rice County, Judge Jacob, who will likely take on a fair chunk of that. So he's been coming in from time to time anyway, and I've talked to him a little bit, and my understanding that he'll be planning to come in if this is all approved as it moves up the chain, mm-hmm. because of course it has to be approved by the chief judge of our judicial district, which is the judicial district is the 11 counties in southeastern Minnesota, and then it has to be approved by the Chief Justice and Court Administration in St. Paul. So, you know, once the bureaucracy gets moving, mm-hmm. then possibly we'll have a plan to move forward with.
Let's talk about the masks. Of course, you have to wear masks now. Is that the only change? Has that changed? I guess you've explained a little bit on how that's changed things, but will there be other restrictions involved other than masks?
Well, I assume we'll be, you know, maintaining social distancing and as we more or less have continued mm-hmm. to do. The question will be in-person hearings and how long the courts continue to have in-person hearings. And I think those are decisions that get made, again, kind of up the bureaucracy change in the court system. So I haven't heard from the chief judge or chief judge, Judge Butel down in Owatonna. But I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago where he was speaking to myself and several other elected county attorneys as we talked about how this plan was going to move forward. And what I was impressed by was that the courts were talking about adding resources and having these bringing in more retired judges, potentially bringing in judges from the metro area to do some of the work. Also conceivably bringing in what they called magistrates, people who could serve and deal with some of our civil cases, some of our smaller case backlogs that we could deal with, conciliation court, eviction court, all of that stuff that might not have to go to a district court judge but does need to be dealt with.
All right, let's move on. This is 2021. Of course, 2020, we had a census taken. Now one of the things that come as a result of that is redistricting, and that process, I understand, is underway or getting ready to get underway within Rice County?
My understanding is that the Census Department releases the numbers today, so everybody can start looking at them and figure out what they're doing. And, of course, in Rice County, we'll have, you know, there'll be the... There's the state redistricting, which will most likely be done by a panel of judges. I mean, in the last 40 years, I've never seen it done any other way, that the Supreme Court appoints a panel of judges and citizens to work it out and come up with something and waits to see if the legislature issues a plan. And when they don't, that plan gets issued. So that's what I would expect to see happen. In terms of, and that would cover the legislative offices, that process will probably not be done until early next year. Then the cities have to do their own redistricting and redraw their wards and precincts. So that will be part of what happens next. And then the county, our five commissioner districts need to be redrawn, and those need to be contiguous, compact, and as equal in population as possible. So part of our determination, part of the county's logical next step would be to see what the cities of Faribault and Northfield in particular do with their wards and precincts and determine how we can properly divide up those wards and precincts and voting areas and have the commissioner districts fit into that.
So there is an order for which this has to be done. You do need to wait. I would imagine for polling, for voting, you actually have to have, you can't split the one ward in Northfield into two different parts because they all go to one particular voting precinct.
Well, and the precincts, you know, can be separate. It's always an issue. I mean, you know, for example, Webster Township sits in two school districts and two congressional districts, and so figuring out how those boundaries work in the polling places and or in the polling place in Webster is always a challenge. And so, and Webster isn't the only township that has two school districts, so we can follow the school district lines. We can overlap the school district lines. Just count the whole township. So it really kind of depends on where the population falls. Obviously, we've had a significant population growth certainly in the city of Lonsdale over the last decade or so. And so that will likely be reflected in those figures. And we'll see where the rest of the population has grown and shifted over the years. But City of Northfield certainly grown in that time frame, and City of Faribault as well. So we'll see what those numbers look like. It'll be kind of interesting and should be kind of fun.
Are those numbers released to the general public today? Can anyone go and look at those? Or?
I believe so, yes. Okay. That should be, it's all becomes public information today.
All right. Rice County Attorney John Fossum is with us. John, we just have a couple of minutes left. Anything new on the jail?
So the jail, the next step for the jail is going to be finding a location for it. So the next process is there have been a few sites that have been identified, and we'll be working with those landowners to see if we can work out negotiate an agreement that works for the landowners, that makes them happy, and also it fits within the budget and needs of the county. So that process is ongoing and really getting underway at this point.
All right. John, thank you so much for coming in today. Certainly appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again next month.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We are streaming online at kymnradio.net.